Let's go now to the other side of the world, to a topic that couldn't be more different, but it is an interesting one. The preacher looks more like a pinup. She's spreading the word, though, to strippers. Laura Engel reports.
Heather Veach is on a mission to bring lap dancers to the Lord.
These are daughters, and these are mothers and sisters, and somebody needs to care about them.
A former exotic dancer herself, Heather now spends her nights reaching out to ladies more likely to gyrate than genuflect.
Our long-term goal is actually to open the doors of the churches to these young ladies.
Heather began her ministry after battling her own demons as a dancer.
Were you performing drunk?
Oh, definitely. There was a rare time that I was sober. I would be extremely intoxicated. I mean, just so drunk.
The alcohol, Heather says, was to dull the pain that came with dancing for men with one thing on their mind.
Constantly, you're grabbing their hands and asking them not to touch you. And so all the time, you're getting grabbed in places you don't want to be grabbed by a man that you don't want to grab you.
Then in 1999, as the millennium approached, Heather found religion.
I'd hear Christians talking about the end of the world. And I started thinking, what if it's true? I knew at that time that I was not in the right place. My life was not in a healthy place. And so I started bargaining with them. You know, I'm gonna get this right, I'm gonna get it together.
Heather left the business behind. That is, until a fellow stripper's death from alcoholism brought her back.
I sat right next to her. I did the same exact thing she did. And somehow, I made it out and she didn't.
In the wake of her friend's death, Heather found her calling, helping strippers help themselves through Jesus.
Heather decided to take a hands-on approach and get strippers out of the club, off the pole, and into the pews.
She founded a ministry called JC's Girls, and now Heather and several other women, some of them ex-strippers as well, infiltrate California strip clubs nightly to preach the word.
We each ask a girl for a private dance. At that point, we take them back to the private booths where the girls take you, and we tell them, you know what? I just want you to know that there's nothing you've ever done that God would not forgive you for. And at that point, if they want to talk about God with us, we do.
So how does that go over? Not every woman must be receptive to this.
Not every woman is, but amazingly, there are a big number that are.
I feel like there's a lot of ladies that need hope and a lot of ladies that need Jesus and a different option for when they're done doing what they're doing.
There's nothing like going out and sharing God's love to people who are empty inside. There's just something about going out and doing the Lord's work that is incredible.
Heather says that about 1 out of every 10 strippers they meet shows a real interest in their ministry. Meanwhile, their website, jcsgirls.com, gets up to 15,000 hits a day.
I don't want to hear that nobody was out there that cared enough to reach out to them and let them know that God cares about them, and there's never been anything that they've done that they cannot be forgiven for.
Bad girls can turn good.
Laura Engel joins us at home base. Interesting story. Is this lady interested in going on and preaching to other strippers, Laura?
Absolutely. The JC girls are taking their message on the road, actually, and heading to Sin City next month. That is when the porn industry holds its biggest convention in Las Vegas. And Heather and company plan on breaking out their Bibles and preaching to the leather-clad and pasty-wearing participants of that convention. So it's going to be a pretty interesting mix, and they plan on pushing ahead with their message.
You should bring a hidden camera into that one, or maybe not a
hidden camera. We'll see what we can do.
Thank you very much.